K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily continues. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of the Kansas State Wildcats, K-State University here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host lives in Manhattan, Kansas. Basketball update real quick. Award-wise, there are a lot of concerns, predictions about Nigel Pack, and this is actually the first team awards came out yesterday, and three of our Wildcats are on that. That includes Nigel Pack, first team All Big 12. Hell yeah! and on top of that, he was named from the Big 12 the most improved player as well. So, an attaboy to Nigel Pack, obviously. He leads by, yes. I mean, Mark Smith has been wonderful. More on him in just a second. But Nigel Pack taking another step forward in his K-State career. And hopefully, he'll be here for the next year or two or so. Hopefully, with the, obviously, the heavy-ass rumors of Bruce Weber. This is going to be Bruce Weber's last dance, folks, for K-State. So, I'll be surprised if they bring him back, but that's a whole nother conversation. As you all know, we're on this podcast, K-State folks, but Nigel Pack first, though. We'll stay with positive notes on this. Nigel Pack, first team, there's a lot of concerns from the fan base and from what I've been hearing anyways that he will get snubbed again. But finally, I think all the Big 12 coaches noticed the play, how important Nigel Pack is to this team. We've talked about it multiple times on this podcast, K-State Nation. So huge, huge attaboy to the coaching staff, to everybody there. Nigel Pack, first team, all Big 12 selection there, all first team selection. Let's see if I can see anything here. He's joined by James Aquindo, probably Bridges' last name, Baylor, Isaiah Brockington, Iowa State, Ochai Agbaji, K-State. There's Nigel Pack there, and Bryson Williams there for Texas Tech there as well. I'm just going to go down the line here for the second and third teams, and we will get, actually, we're going to find somebody in the third team too. So all the Big 12 second team, Adam Flacker from Baylor, Christian Braun, Kansas, Mike Miles Jr. from TCU, Timmy Allen from Texas, Tash Sherman, West Virginia, the third team. This is where we find our other second K-State player on this team. David McCormick, Kansas. Jalen Wilson, Kansas. Mark Smith, heck yes. All third team selection, Mark Smith. I came here, again, had a big year, coming transferring out from Missouri to K-State there, and he took I'll probably see even more bounds than Nigel Pack, in my opinion, there. But Mark Smith made change in his game and a change of scenery. Maybe the scenery ain't too good right now with that snow coming in last night. But Mark Smith, pretty much you can count on him. I ain't really count on this much production from him. He's been nearly a double-double in conference play. He really stepped up his game, and we'll have to see how the Big 12 tournament goes for K-State and see they can get out of this transfer from the playing game. A lot more on that. While I'm thinking about that, since K-State is playing on K-State men anyways, playing on Wednesday, this might go, the weekly could be a couple of days early. So with the tournaments being Wednesday, of course, the ladies playing on Thursday. I don't think the ladies are playing necessarily on Thursday, but I think the K-State women are playing on Friday. Just doing some out loud thinking on that. So yeah, the weekly edition this week, episode 90, is going to be out a couple days early with us looking at the tournaments for both K-State men and the K-State women as well. So congrats to Mark Smith on that. But we're not done yet, because we have another honorable mention here. As I'm not going to go through the honorable mentions. Marquise Noel, the absence of him, hopefully we can get him back for West Virginia. I don't know the status right now of this daily with recording this, but yeah. Mark Smith, Marquise Noel, Nigel Pack, all mentioned on teams, and more importantly, Nigel Pack getting the all first Big 12 selection there. Over the weekend, congratulations to Nigel there. Even though Nigel was shut down against Oklahoma over the weekend, it was very unfortunate there because Oklahoma had probably the best game plan all year long against Nigel there as well. So, but Marquise Noel, not having him on the floor. I mean, when you look at his four-guard lineup, but it's mainly a three-guard lineup most of the season with Noel, Smith, and Pack. K-State, those three have carried K-State throughout the season, and not having one of them, which you have seen throughout the season too, that hurts K-State as well. So hopefully they can get Noel back for this West Virginia game, this play-in game in the Big 12 tournament on Wednesday night at 6. You have to look at that as a possibility. Hopefully, I don't know his stat. I think he suffered a hip injury or something like that too. I'm talking about Marquise Noel there, who got Big 12 honorable mention too. So again, Nigel Pack, most improved player in the Big 12, first team selection Big 12, Mark Smith, third team Big 12 team selection, and Marquise Noel, honorable mention. Over the weekend as well. So congratulations to those three K-State players. And we already know the status of pretty much Mark Smith not coming back. I don't know the status for obviously it's way still early to tell with Noel and then of course who transferred as well. And Nigel Pack, most of the questions are surrounding him. And a lot of, from what I read in tweets and whatnot, obviously we are talking about Bruce Weber. There's a lot more to come on that situation. Nigel Pack, will he stay at K-State? That is going to be the question now. I know we still have at least one more game left with West Virginia. We don't win that. Obviously, our season's done in men's basketball. And you're not going to go into NIT with an under 500 record. I definitely don't see that. So unless K-State miraculously changes some things, and which I don't see really happening there, you look for that to be done either on Wednesday night or the next day. So, that's where I'm gonna go with it on that. Unless I see any changes there as well. But but obviously, probably the best news of the year. Nigel Pack getting that first team selection and most improved player, Mark Smith, third team, Marquise Noel, honorable mention. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and let's see, and that includes Player FM, Audio Boom, and a couple more podcasting platforms as well. So again, I thought doing some out loud thinking there, pretty much called it. So it doesn't make sense to pull it to record a podcast, and at least for this week anyways, weekly edition, and put it out Friday because they're going to be in the middle of Big 12 tournament postseason play. So the Big 12, so the Pro Watcher Podcast weekly will be out 2 days early. So me and Alex will be getting together later on, well, tomorrow actually, to record that episode as well to get you guys ready for the tournaments on both sides as well. Congratulations to our guys, Nigel, Mark, and Marquise Noel, Big 12 selections. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!